So how long are you in town? That's a shame. I'd love to see you. I don't mean to put any pressure on you, honey. I'm sorry. You've always made time for me. More than most kids would. All while working so hard at school. Taking the semester off is a break you deserve. Go enjoy yourself. Just know my door is always open. You can come by any time. Okay? Okay. I'll let you go now. And be safe. I love you. Bye.
Here you go. It's from the woman at that table over there. Said her name's Olivia? Oh, you know her. Well, that's nice. Sounds like you two have some catching up to do. I'll leave you to it.
Hey there. Remember me? I'll take that as a yes. Can I have a hug? It's so good to see you. I've missed you so much. Please, join me. I have to say, you look great. Why, thank you. I appreciate that. It's nice to hear I look good for my age. Speaking of age, last time I saw you, you were barely a teenager. And now look at you, grown into such a fine young adult. Have a drink with me. Cheers. Like it? You're welcome. So, how have you been these past 8, 9 years? Staying out of trouble, I hope. And how's your mother? No, I haven't talked to her yet. I've been back in town for a while, just haven't worked up the courage to go say hi. She's okay. Good. Good. I've missed her dearly. Leaving the way I did was heartbreaking. That's actually why I'm back. I want to make amends. Start over. I got a new place out here. Up in the hills. Been getting myself settled in. Now I'm just planning my next move. Came here to relieve some stress. And as luck would have it, I see a familiar face sitting right over there. Why would that surprise you? You may not be the same kid I said goodbye to all those years ago, but I could never forget this face. The face of my friend's darling child. Someone I helped look after for so long. The child I held so close while they waited for their mother to come home from working late hours. The child I picked up from school. The child I took out for ice cream after being bullied. The child I taught to ride a bike. I still remember the night I first came to your house. The night we met. You stared at me with such big eyes. So adorable. I could see this young one was taking a shine to their mother's new friend. I could detect a hint of lust in those eyes as well. So young, so naughty. wanting Mommy's friend all to yourself. It was cute. But now that I have you here, I want something from you. Your scent has changed. It's even more intoxicating than I remember. It was such a mistake to leave you and your mother behind. A mistake I won't ever make again. I'm back now, and I'm going to reclaim what I've lost. Sweetie, are you okay? I was just reminiscing about our time together, when you were so little. Though, I think I'm starting to bore you. You seem a little out of it. Lightheaded? Did you have too much to drink? Let's be cautious and say yes. Give me your car keys. Come on. Let me take you back to my place. You can rest there for tonight. I'll take care of you. It'll be like the old times. And watch your step. One moment. Come on in. Here we are. Home sweet home. It's a nice spot on the hill, surrounded by trees. Some say it's spooky, but me, I think it's peaceful. You feeling okay, dear? Just take it slow. Follow me. Let's get on the couch. There we go. And this is perfect. Holding you in my arms just like I used to. You're so warm. I've missed you. Thank you, sweetie. That means a lot. I hope your mother feels the same. Oh, she never told you. Well, over time, our relationship became complicated. First, we were just friends. Then, with me around so often to help her take care of you, we became great friends. Eventually, we became friends with benefits. I took much pleasure in that. But then, finally, she wanted more. I didn't. That's where it all went wrong. No, sweetie. I'm the one who's sorry. Spending all this time apart has made me realize what a fool I was to leave her so hastily. Can you look up at me? Just for a moment. Thank you. You and your mother are so very special to me. I've walked this earth for centuries. No one else compares to you both. Just one night stands and others to be drained. I didn't care if they survived the ordeal or not. I would just drink until I was satisfied. But with her, I now see she is the one to spend my eternal life with. And you? are to be my most prized possession. You smell so incredible. I've wanted to drink from you since the night we met. But I couldn't risk your mother finding out the truth about me. So I showed restraint. Lots of restraint. No longer. The blood that runs through your veins, it belongs to me. Turn your head, my dear. So good. And what a beautiful neck. I've waited so long for this. Be still, and I will make this as painless as possible. Who knows? You might even enjoy it. I'm going to keep you forever. Thank you. That was everything I'd hoped it would be. So good. The first of many. You're going to take such good care of me, aren't you? Yes, you are. How do you feel? What? What am I? Isn't it obvious? But what? Sun? Oh, sunlight. Yes, I can step in sunlight whenever I want. You've witnessed it countless times. Sweetie, that's not how it works. It doesn't kill me. Though it doesn't make me stronger either. No, during the day I'm simply not as powerful as I'd like to be. But at night, well, let me show you. What do you think? Are you impressed or paralyzed with fear? It's hard to tell. Either way, you're not screaming or crying. I'm proud of you. See? It's not scary. Quite the contrary. It's beautiful. And if I choose to do so, I can pass on this gift to another. Someone special. Give her the gift of my blood. Shh. Sweetie, no harm will come to your mother. I'm still the same woman you knew before. The one who took care of you all those years. And I'm going to take care of you now. Both of you. You'll see. Just rest here for now. I have a few more preparations to make. Your room is nearly ready. When I'm done, you will never be able to leave. You won't want to. Wait here. I'll be back soon.
Sweetheart, you're here. I didn't think you'd come by. Are you okay? Honey, you look terrible. You look like you've seen a ghost. And you can barely stand up. Sit down. Stay right there. I'm gonna go get you some water. Here, drink this. Oh my God, you're shaking. My poor baby, what happened to you? Shh, 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 baby, slow down. You're not making any sense. What? Olivia, what about her? I don't... Hurt us? Are you sure it was her? Honey, everything you're saying... Are you drugged? That's impossible. Olivia isn't dangerous. She's not some monster, baby. She cares about us. She wants what's best for us. She would never let anything happen to us. Oh, honey, you're so exhausted. Come here. Shh. Close your eyes. Rest in my arms. Let me take care of you. It's okay. I've got you. You're safe with me. I promise. It's so good to have you here. Get some sleep, honey. I'll stay here with you for as long as you need. Once you're ready and well rested, I'll gather our things, get you in the car, and take you to our new home. Olivia's expecting us. Let's not disappoint her. Good night, honey. I love you. Always and forever.
Forever indeed. See you soon, sweetie.
Ha 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 ha.